Hello and welcome to International Report. Today we have the second part of our special series on a Parisian summer. Paris is the third most visited city in the world. In summer, the city has more tourists and visitors than residents. Arna Beranger reports on things to do if you're visiting Paris, and this week we go to the Parc Floral, Paris's botanical gardens. During the Paris Jazz Festival, nature and music intertwine to create a unique summer symphony.
In eastern Paris, you may find the Château de Vincennes, a large fortress built in the 12th century, then restored in the 14th and 17th centuries, with huge ramparts and a tower. A flag flutters on top. One can imagine the guards on the watchtower hundreds of years ago. Just opposite the Château de Vincennes, the Parc Floral, Paris's botanical gardens. Every summer, the botanical gardens comes alive with birds, bees, sunshine, ducks on the lake, the sweet smells of violet and yellow flowers. And amidst all this, the Paris Jazz Festival. Every summer, the Parc Floral hosts the Paris Jazz Festival, which started in 1994 and has featured names such as Trilok Gurtu, Cesaria Evora, John McLaughlin, and Herbie Hancock. Every weekend in summer, visitors come to enjoy Paris's botanical gardens. The calm, the colour, the earthy smell of the lake, and the free jazz. With a double meaning here, the concerts are indeed free.
My name is Ulysse. I'm from France. I like the ambience because it's calm and in the nature. I don't listen a lot of jazz, but I love it. I'm in transcendence with the ambience.
Hi, my name is Atul and I'm from Delhi. The sound goes quite nice with the vibe of the place. I mean, it's a forest, lake, flowers and birds with the wind blowing. And I feel in sync. I would say that.
RFI went to see Joey Omisil in concert. Joey is a Canadian-Haitian alto sax player. His music brings together standard jazz, free jazz, Caribbean rhythms. Joey's infectious energy makes everyone get up and dance to his music. Here's Joey Omisil speaking to RFI.
It was unbelievable. I will never forget this show. We were surrounded by trees and the oxygen. I didn't get tired today. I was like, man, I can't keep going. I'm not tired. I think it's because of the trees. We really want jazz to be a globalized language. And to do so, we have to pay homage to those different countries that exist and also those that we don't know.
At the concert, Joey evoked the countries that inspired his music. Nature and music both have individual elements that combine to form harmony.
They connect because they're both organic. Nature is no race, there's no separation, it's just coexistence organically.
I am Esra from Turkey. It feels comfortable and relaxing, and it's perfect for who love jazz and nature.
Mm-hmm. concerts at Paris's Botanical Gardens makes one feel that somehow, somewhere, there is a meaning to it all. Just one of the splendid things to do in Paris in summertime.
Radio France International, this is Joël Micelli. Thank you for listening. Bless you. Stay healthy. Keep playing music.